Or in the Sasser's Parsha.
Introduces the Arba Bonim. The Arba Bonim that we're very familiar with from the Haggadah, from Leil HaSeder. It was very interesting is that when you read through the different questions of the Arba Bonim, although we categorize them in different groups and being very different, one being a Rasha, one being a Chacham, the questions seem very similar. Torah says, "Ohayu ki yomru," when they're going to say, "Ma avoda zos lachem," what is this that you're doing? What are you involved in? What is this Karban Pesach? What is all of this? Seems to mimic the exact same question that the other children are asking. "Ohayu ki shalcha bin chamarach amachar, ma avoda sher tziva eschem." What? So one use lachem, one use eschem. That's the reason why I'm going to distinguish and call one a Russian, one a Chacham. What's going on over here? It has to be something deeper that makes us distinguish between calling one a Chacham and one a Rosh. I think there's a tremendous yisod that Chazal are driving at. Kolevsky, from the old Rosh Hashiva in Neir Yisrael, he wrote as follows. He says, he thinks there are two distinctions that the Torah is making in the presentation of the Rosh's question and the Chacham's question. Number one, it says Ki Yomru. It introduces the Rosh's question as an Amira. Rav Isser Zalman Meltzer in his Sefer Evin HaEzel and Hilchos Me'ila quotes a story from a Gaon, and a person approached the Gaon and he says, "I have a lot of questions. Do the answers to my questions." And to go and answer this individual, "I have no problem answering your questions. But there's one problem. You don't have questions. You have answers. You have solutions. You have things that you present in the nature of a question that are excuses for you to follow what your drives are and what your evil inclination is. It's not really a question. You put a little question mark. You put a little Q with a circle around it, but that's not really a question. It's terutzim. It's solutions. And you present it as a question so you don't look as bad." He writes over there that that's where Elchanan Wasserman writes in Kovetz Ma'amarim that we have certain drives. The Torah says, "Lo tasuru acharei levavchem." Don't follow after your heart. Don't follow after your drives over your evil desires. And Chazal and Brachos says, "Lo sasur achrei levavchem, zuminus." This is a heretic. Zuminus? Minus is something intellectual. Minus is something connected to the rosh, connected to the seichel, connected to the mind. Not something connected to the lathe. The answer is that it's all driven by the heart. We have certain desires, we have certain places that we want to get to, and now we're going to create certain questions, certain excuses, certain presentations to match up with our real inner desires. Don't do that. Be real. Be honest. You want to ask a question? Then don't do it as an Amira. Don't be Vahayu Ki Yomru. Ask a real question. When the other questions are presented, the Torah introduces Vahayu Ki Yishalcha. When it's a Blashon She'ela. I have the same exact question. But I really am interested in understanding why, understanding the background. And I'm not saying it at the time that we're involved in it. The introduction of the Torah when it comes to the Chacham, the other sons, Vayikir Shalchav bin Chamachar. I'm going to ask you after the Leil HaSeder. Tomorrow, when you have time and we can understand and we can delve into the Sugya and we can really talk and understand, it's going to really suffice and answer my questions. But if you're not going to do it Machar, you're going to do it now B'Shas Maisa. You're going to do it now when we're involved. And this is going to be an excuse. And this is going to be a reason why I'm going to leave the table, why I'm going to push it away. B'shas Maisa. It's not going to be Machar. V'hayu ki yomru. So then, that's apparently showing what is your real drive,
what's really driving yourself over here, what's really the lo sasur rachrei levavchem to lead to the minus. There's a beautiful vart that the Arizal has when it comes to the klala of Bilam, and with this we're going to close. I think follows this exact same idea. Tosfos is bothered. The Gemara tells us that Bilam knew the exact millisecond that he would be able to curse Am Yisrael in that shazam that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has on a daily basis. But Tosfos says it's too short of a time. How is he going to shtup in a klala in that little minute amount of time? So Tosfos says he's going to say one word. He's going to say the word of a kalem. Chaf lamed mem. Kalem. And that's sufficient. That will annihilate all of Am Yisrael. Kalem. That's all Tosfos says. The Arizal asks, what is it specific about this word kalem that refers to the destruction of Am Yisrael? Just because the word means kalem, why specifically this word kalem, which means to destroy? What's unique about this word kalem that would really accomplish destruction of Am Yisrael? So the Arizal says it's Rashi Tevos, Kaved, Lev, and Moach. Bilam wanted that our order in life and our priorities should be our Kaved, our liver on top. That should be what's on top of the lave, on top of my heart. That's going to create our desires, our lo sasuru achrei levavchem. That's satiation and drinking, alcohol and clubbing, all the things that satisfy the kaved. That's what's going to influence our lave, our drive, our desires. And the moach, that's just going to be a way to get around. The moach is going to be something that's not essential, that's not going to be influential in our life. What happened to all of Bilam's klolos? They were nepach lebracha. What happened to the klola of kalem? You reverse the letters. It becomes truas melech bo. We are klal Yisrael b'nei melachim. If we're klal Yisrael b'nei melachim, that means what's the order? What's the influence in life? There's a moach on top. There's the rosh. There's Torah mitzvahs. There's growing kotzer tzakadosh baruch hu. That is first and foremost. No terutzim, no excuses, no kiyomru. That's ultimately going to be the influence on our lave. Not that the lave is going to influence the seichel. Not that the lave is going to create the questions. Fakert! The lave is going to be influenced by the moach. And then the chof, the kaved, the physical needs in this world, that's going to be something foundational. Yeah, I'm going to need it in order to enable me to stand and to accomplish my necessities of the moach, and my interest of the moach and the lave that's going to be influenced by the moach.
Rosa, could we have mincha?